Order, order.
An eventful week in the House began with this request from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to make a ministerial statement on the Canterbury earthquake.
Measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale, the earthquake struck at 4:36 on Saturday morning.
People woke in the darkness to a loud rumbling noise and a shaking home.
Among them was National's Amy Adams, whose Selwyn electorate includes Darfield.
There are parts of my house that I'm not allowed in, and that's fine, at least it's still standing, and we can rebuild that and everyone's fine, but it is a fear that it's difficult to explain of what that feels like. And so I think that those moments on Saturday morning are being relived by us every time we go to bed. The physical violence of your house being thrown around, and it's hard to believe that your house can withstand the sort of forces that were being imposed on it. I had absolute certainty that my house would collapse around me. And at that moment, I can tell you there's only one thing on your mind, and it's not Parliament, I have to tell this House. And it's not the debates we have here and the contention, it is your family and where they are and can you get to them. And my daughter was only in the next room and we were screaming for her, she couldn't hear us, we couldn't get to her. But then when we did get to her, what we found was that, in fact, if the fish tank that had flown across her room and smashed on her bed had missed her head by inches. And that's the sort of story we're hearing all the time. And it's incredibly hard, it's incredibly challenging, and it's going to take Canterbury a huge amount of time to recover from.
National Selwyn MP Amy Adams speaking in Wednesday's general debate, in which the Minister of Civil Defence, John Carter, thanked his parliamentary colleagues for all their offers of help.
And can I particularly commend the members of Parliament in Canterbury. All of them have been out with the people in Canterbury, ensuring that they are out there helping, giving assistance, guidance, support.
Civil Defence Minister John Carter continuing the political truce that began on Tuesday with this offer from opposition leader Phil Goff.
There is no room in this for party politics. That's why the opposition has offered today not to hold question time, because our combativeness across the floor is not appropriate at a time when we need to be showing unity towards helping the people of Christchurch.
Mr. Goff's offer was confirmed in this announcement from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
In accordance with an agreement between the parties, no questions have been lodged today.
The spirit of unity, meanwhile, spread further along the opposition's front bench, where Progressive MP Jim Anderton was keen to praise his main rival in the Christchurch mayoralty campaign.
I also want to say that the clear and concise messages from Mayor Bob Parker have helped all the people of Christchurch in the immediate aftermath of the earthquake. We'd be in no doubt that we need to boil our water for 3 minutes before drinking. He deserves credit for his clarity and the time he's given in this crisis. Prime Minister John Key's determination to be on site and available has also been appreciated by everybody.
And while the politicians had kind words for each other, the news media copped an earful from United Futures Peter Dunn.
Frankly, the incessant march of media vultures from outside the city since Saturday evening, and the situation we now have where the two major television channels are arguing over ratings, over whose coverage there has been of this tragedy, is simply disgusting.
Despite its widespread damage, the earthquake caused no loss of life, while 9 people were killed later the same day in a plane crash at Fox Glacier. That was the subject of a second ministerial statement on Tuesday from Transport Minister Stephen Joyce.
On the other side of the South Island, the sun was shining on a beautiful late winter's day, and 9 people set off from a small airstrip at Fox Glacier with 4 visitors to this country about to enjoy the beauty of this wonderful part of our scenery via the unique experience of a tandem skydive.
Their plane crashed shortly after takeoff, a tragedy that was close to home for Labor's Damien O'Connor.
I've jumped out of a plane with Rod Miller on 3 occasions and can attest to his professionalism and enthusiasm. Mr. Speaker, as a West Coaster, I can say that those people were part of a small Fox Glacier community.
Next day, there was another ministerial statement, this time from Finance Minister Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to make a ministerial statement under Standing Order 347 in relation to the receivership of South Canterbury Finance and the coverage of depositors by the Crown Retail Deposit Guarantee Scheme.
Mr. English rejected Labor's calls for a commission of inquiry. Also this week, a local bill aimed at curbing prostitution in Monaco was sent to a select committee after surviving its first reading on a personal vote of 82-36. That was a win for Labour's Manurewa MP George Hawkins. ACT's David Garrett and the Māori Party's Rahui Katane were not so lucky. His pro-smacking members' bill and hers exempting healthy foods from GST were denied a first reading. Parliament's back on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.